Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
7:14 now on this Friday morning. Enjoy today because it's going to get a lot colder pretty quickly. Highs of 63. Tomorrow, even warmer, highs of 70, but a chance for showers. Front comes through later in the day. Sunday, cold, windy, highs of 54. 42 for a high. Monday, 38 on Tuesday, 60% chance for some precipitation. And maybe on Wednesday, a 40% chance for snow. We'll have to watch and see what happens with that. Peyton Malone, your WWL Louisiana forecaster, saying it's a little bit early for all of that, and he likened it to a cone of probability, but not for a hurricane, for snow. Freddie King joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing fine. Time out about yourself?
I'm okay. Let's talk about, first of all, Happy New Year. I don't think I've spoken to you. And let's talk about snow in the city and homeland security and all of that. Have y'all had any conversations? Has anything changed as it relates to traffic and all that stuff with a threat for snow?
I haven't had those conversations with Homeland Security or with anyone in our NOLA Ready Department. Not saying those conversations hadn't been had, but I personally haven't had it with them just yet.
Let's talk about the French Quarter, and we spoke to you, I think, after the Bourbon Street attack. What's changed? What have you learned since then?
Well, as it relates to our preparedness, we are much more prepared for something like this. I talked to Officer Bratton or Commissioner Bratton's team and the NOPD leadership earlier this week. They have laid out a plan to have us protected for Super Bowl, have us protected for Mardi Gras, working in conjunction with NFL, Homeland Security, FBI, State Police, National Guard. So we will be protected when it comes to Mardi Gras, when it comes to Super Bowl. One question and one of the statements that Chief Kirkpatrick made in our conversation at the beginning, which is something that we all as a community need to think about, is what are we willing to give up? What freedoms, what enjoyments are we willing to give up for protection? She said we can lock down Bourbon Street, the French Quarter, parade routes like Fort Knox, but will that make us no longer? Well, will that no longer make us a city that we are? So those are some conversations we're having internally that we're going to also have with our community, with our French Quarter and community stakeholders. But I can tell you, Tom, the city is open for business. And we have learned, and we are learning, how to make our city safer as it relates to these attacks.
When it comes to things and the conversations that y'all have spoken about, Freddie, I don't want you to give anything away, but would the people that go to the French Quarter for the Super Bowl, because, you know, I've gone down there before for the Super Bowl, and it's a good time, man. People buy you drinks and everything else from Denver and everywhere else. They don't care. They're just having a good time. Will they notice a difference in security, or will it be the kind of thing like I used to approach a standpoint of security for my kid, kind of like Secret Service, where I'm keeping you safe, but you really don't know it because I'm trying to be invisible?
It's yes and no, Simon. So there are going to be dozens upon dozens of undercover NOPD officers, FBI, State Police, Homeland Security, and of course you won't know those, but you will notice the bomb sniffing dogs. Deputy Chief Gonthier mentioned that there's going to be more presence, a higher presence of bomb sniffing dogs. You're going to see more barricades and traffic calming devices on the road. So it's going to be a little bit of both. Talking to police chiefs in different parishes, they're on board to lend their services where needed. Gretna West, Wego, Harahan, East Baton Rouge, Plaquemine, all the surrounding parishes. So as it relates to traffic calming devices, archers, barricades, yes, but there's also going to be those undercover officers that you don't know are officers among the crowd.
As it relates to ice chests, I don't know. You know, and when you look at the video, and we spoke to Devin Bartolotto from Channel 4, y'all can find that story at WWL.com about how the ice chest removed from here to there, people looking at him, dancing around him, and so forth. That's part and parcel of Mardi Gras. And you know, Arthur Hardy told me, I always quote him on this, that when you talk about a guy in a mask dragging an ice chest down the street, that's pretty much a description of Mardi Gras. So I don't know how you police that. You can't outlaw ice chests, can you?
Once again, Tom, it's what are we as a community willing to give up? You talk about outlawing ice chests for Mardi Gras. I mean, people keep their food warm, their drinks cold, their bottles for their kids at the proper temperature. But that's a tough call. That's a tough call. That kind of no longer makes us who we are. And talking to Chief Kirkpatrick, do you want NOPD stopping every person with an ice chest? Because now you can't really focus on the other potential dangers around you. So those are ongoing conversations. One thing that I'm personally more concerned about, the ice chest, but what about, I keep going back to it, the concealed weapon. Mm-hmm. One thing was stated in our meeting, I can see somebody with a concealed weapon. I now cannot stop them. So I'm more concerned about that. This is coming from law enforcement in the room and myself. I'm more concerned about that weapon that I can definitely see, but I can't take from that individual. I can't do that terror stop than that ice chest that's being dragged along.
I did know this. I went to the Sugar Bowl, and as I was leaving, they had somebody on the on-ramp, Porter Street on-ramp, with an ice chest selling drinks with no license. And I, the only thought that went through my mind was, well, you know, first of all, I was not really worried because it seemed like the most secure area in the world with all of the presence of police and weapons and everything else and drones flying overhead on Poydras Street. But I did have the thought of, well, how did that guy get an ice chest up on the Poydras on-ramp or Gate A entrance, whatever it was, and selling drinks without a license? Not that the focus is about the drinks, more about the ice chest and who vetted him, etc. So we'll talk more. We'll come back 7:20. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time for traffic now on WWL. 7:25 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, about ice chest and Mardi Gras and security. And Freddie, I agree with you, man. There's nothing to be totally safe. You got to ask, what are you willing to give up? And there's that old saying about security and liberty and all that stuff. I don't know where all that fits into this. When it comes go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add a few things, Tommy. We are now, as it relates to the Special Events Assessment Rating, that's SEARS, S-E-A-R, we're level one. That's going to provide us with extra security from the federal level, from Homeland Security, from the FBI, because Mardi Gras and Super Bowl are looked at as events that has national or international importance that's going to require federal help. So just want to reiterate how safe, how secure the French Quarter, the entire city will be when it comes to Mardi Gras and a Super Bowl. Just want to be that voice of calmness and reason. Let people know we are open for business. Don't let that event shake you up too much and get you out of your routine. I mean, enjoy yourself. Come visit our city.
You can't, Freddie, because you let them win. If you do that, you just can't. That's crazy to let one sick individual take everything away from you with Mardi Gras and everything else. You can't do it. And like you're saying, if you want to worry about anything, worry about shootings along parade routes. But even with that being said, NOPD is on top of it, and it happens at every different parade. I remember we had one 10, 15 years ago, and Garland Robinette, I was on the air at the time, texted me and said, look up Rose Parade shootings, and I got them at the Rose Parade, too. It's just part of living in America. It's just the way. Let's talk about what your constituents in a quarter are saying, what business owners in a quarter are saying about this talk of pedestrian mall and all of that stuff. Do you see that happening?
Well, talking to business owners, and haven't talked to all of them and residents, they're concerned about that possibility. Business owners pretty much say, look, you're going to shut us down. It's too early to make that call right now. They're concerned about deliveries and linen deliveries, food deliveries, beverage deliveries. They are really concerned about the possibility of making the quarter a pedestrian mall only, at least the ones I've spoken to. even members of the residential community in the quarter about making it completely pedestrian. That is a concern, but we are having those ongoing conversations with our security experts, with French Quarter stakeholders, business, residents, even members of the hospitality community, moving outside the French Quarter into the Marriott. Frenchman Street between Esplanade and Royal has become a mini Bourbon Street. And there's also talks and conversation about how to protect that strip of Frenchman, because that is a heavy area that is used by pedestrians. So as relates to locking down a quarter, making it pedestrian only, those conversations are happening. Not so much making it pedestrian only, but how can you make it safer for pedestrians? But we want to have all the stakeholders voices heard, businesses again, residents, and those who work in the French Quarter.
And we all want to be safe and so forth. But as a final thought, when it comes to it, we've all learned a lot more about archer barriers and wedge barriers and so forth. Are you involved in the investigation and how these archer barriers were maintained and how they're going to be deployed in the future and all of that? Are you involved in that, Freddie?
I'm involved as it relates to getting the information to the residents. I'm not in the war room going through detailed files and pictures, but getting the information to the residents, making sure that it's transparent and we know as much as we can know. Yes, I'm involved to that extent.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Freddie King, New Orleans City Council. Remember, we come back, we're going to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We'll talk about what he knows, or what basically as it relates to the banking business going on with Capital One and when they might get that fixed up. Right now, time for WWL First News.